This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Republican hopes of a red wave carrying them to power in the U.S. Congress faded Wednesday as U.S. President Joe Biden's Democrats put up a stronger-than-expected defense in a midterm contest headed for a cliffhanger finish. With a majority of Tuesday's races called, Republicans seemed on track to reclaim the House of Representatives for the first time since 2018. The Senate was still in play, with forecast tentatively leaning Democrat. By early Wednesday, the only Senate seat to change party hands went to the Democrats, with John Fetterman, a champion of progressive economic policies, triumphing in Pennsylvania over celebrity doctor Mehmet Oz. In the House, early results suggested Republicans were on track for a majority, but only by a handful of seats, a far cry from their predictions. In governor's races around the country, Katie Hobbs, the Democratic candidate for Arizona governor, asks her supporters to hang in there.
Let's keep the faith! Let's keep the faith as we wait for the final results to come in. Let's keep your positive energy!
A little more than half the precincts have reported in Arizona. Hobbs is running against Republican Kerry Lake, who's already casting doubt on the election results. In Michigan, Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been declared the winner, with more than 85% of precincts reporting. She says she's excited about the future.
The prospect of leading this state for four more years is something for which we are incredibly grateful and excited about. And regardless of who is in office, we will always work with anyone who actually wants to solve a problem, because there's nothing more important than the people of this state to us.
The outcome of races for Congress will determine the future of Joe Biden's agenda. The midterms delivered a decidedly mixed bag for former President Donald Trump, who backed several candidates. This is VOA News.